In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for a baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Oh. I am the truth, I am the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me.
Is he the Savior the world has been waiting for? Jesus himself answered this question many times during his ministry on earth. He claimed to be the Word of God, the light of men, the resurrection, the bread of life, living water, the way, the truth, and the life, God the one and only. He is God, the Savior of humankind, from the beginning and for all eternity. Not only did Jesus himself answer the question of his identity, but the entire Old Testament and New Testaments points to him as the long-awaited Savior. Scripture consistently explains that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came to live a perfect life in order that he might become a perfect sacrifice. This sacrifice was needed to ensure that the wrath of God, his Father, which is to come upon sinful humanity, would be poured out entirely upon him instead. That means that he provided a way for us so that you and I will not have to bear the punishment for our sinful thoughts and actions. In accepting this sacrifice by faith, we will not only be relieved of bearing the weight of punishment for our sin, but we are given the gift of spending all eternity with him. Is he the Savior? The answer is yes. But this must be answered personally and by each one of us. Is he your Savior? In answering yes, we acknowledge that he took the punishment for our sin. He was crushed for our iniquity. This is the greatest gift. It is the true and best gift of Christmas.
For our iniquity, his punishment has brought us peace.
We are healed by his wounds, for though we've gone astray, the Lord has laid on us of us all.
Oh, ask the congregation to please stand with us, sing the first verse of Hark the Herald, Angels Sing.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Wow. Wow. To all of you who had any part in this, from accompanists to the awesome singers to John and Denise, thank you. Oh my goodness. You bless us. You bless the King. Wow. I want to share with you quickly from the scriptures. 1 Timothy chapter 2, the first few verses, you've got the older apostle Paul, and he's writing to a young pastor. And remember, this is the Holy Spirit speaking through him, through Paul to young Timothy, but really to all of us. He starts out in the first two verses calling followers of Christ to pray, to seek the Lord in prayer, to lift up those in authority. And then he says, starting in verse 3, 1 Timothy 2, starting in verse 3, he says, "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." And that's who we've been singing about and to today, is God our Savior. He says, "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved." Do you know that God desires for you to be saved? God desires for all men to be saved. God didn't create the world and fill it with eternal beings, the souls of men and women, to then walk away and leave us in our sin. That's not what he's done. Who is this child? Well, he's God, our Savior. And at the heart of God's plan is his desire to save. Not to condemn, but to save. He says, "God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." And then he says this, verse 5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all." So who is this child? We've heard it sung beautifully. We've heard a clear call to receive Christ, to welcome Christ, not as just the Savior, but as my Savior, as your Savior. You know, when we're told he's a mediator, you know what a mediator is? It's very straightforward. It's someone who stands in between two warring parties, someone who helps two parties that are at odds. And a mediator helps them come together. Only this mediator is different than any other mediator. Because this mediator, according to the scriptures, is also the ransom. Given for all. You know what a ransom is? A ransom is a price paid to set somebody free. Who is this child? He's God, our Savior. He's our mediator. He's the ransom that was paid. He's both the just and the justifier. He's the one who buys us back, presents us to a holy heavenly Father. So the only question today is not is he God, not is he the Savior, but will you welcome him as Savior today? Are you resting in the only ransom for your soul today? That's the call. That's the call that we had sung to us, that we living in darkness have light. Light's been shed upon us. Jesus Christ. Let's pray. God, we praise you. Lord, I believe that all beauty is just a shadow of you. And Lord, what we've experienced this morning, it's beauty. In the sung and the spoken word, Lord, it's beauty. In the music. But Lord, you are the beautiful one. You made us, and then you've sought us out. Lord, you've overcome our sin. Because this child that was born 2,000 years ago paid the ransom so that he could be the mediator, so that he could bring us to you, God. So that Jesus, God the Son, could present us to God the Father as cleansed sinners, now called saints. Oh Lord, I pray that you would work in us, that we would trust your Son, that we would love your Son, that we would, with our choices, with our words, that we would exalt your Son, Jesus Christ, not just at Christmas time, but Lord, for our lifetime and eternity. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand and sing.
Let's stand together. We'll sing, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus."
May you and I take this child with us. May you and I live out who this child is as we go out. Don't just take him with you. Let him reign in you. May the Lord take you in peace today. Amen.